Once upon a time, there was a fat kitten called Fluffy. He lived in a little house with his mother and father and had a lovely time. They spoiled him dreadfully because he was their only kitten. So he had all the cream that was on top of the milk, plenty of sardines, and half of his mother's kipper at supper time. Now, one Christmas night, he was very excited. His mother had promised that he should hang up his stocking and that in the morning he would find it filled with all kinds of good things. But you must go to sleep quickly or you will find your stocking empty in the morning, said his mother. He went to sleep quickly. He didn't hear the tiny mouse that lived in the hole of the wall come creeping out. He didn't hear the mouse sniffing to see if there were any crumbs on the floor. The tiny mouse was hungry. The cats didn't leave very much for him to nibble, and he was always terribly afraid of being caught. He came out each night, and sometimes he was lucky enough to find a crumb or two, and sometimes he wasn't. Tonight, he smelt a most delicious smell. It was the smell of cheese, sardines, kipper, and lots of other things. Whatever could they be? The little mouse ran to the end of Fluffy's cot. Good gracious! The smell came from there. The mouse stood up on his back legs and sniffed harder. What a strange thing, thought the mouse. Fluffy's stocking is crammed full of delicious things tonight. Never before has there been anything in his stockings, but tonight one of them is quite full. If only I could creep up and have a nibble. Well, it didn't take him long to clamber up the bedclothes onto the cot. He ran to where the stocking was hanging on the foot of the cot and stood up to sniff. But alas, for the poor little mouse, he stood on one of Fluffy's paws, and of course that woke up Fluffy at once. Fluffy sat up, wondering who was treading on him, and in a trice he flicked out his paw and caught the trembling mouse. Let me go, let me go, squeaked the mouse in fright. What were you doing on my bed? Asked the kitten. Only smelling all the good things in your stocking, said the mouse. That's all. It's a wonderful stocking you have tonight. Is it? Cried Fluffy in surprise. And he too began to sniff. Dear me, yes. My stocking is one of the most delicious things to eat. How dare you come and sniff at my Christmas stocking, Mouse? I'm very sorry, said the mouse, but it's such a marvellous stocking. I couldn't help it. Please do let me go. I'll let you go if you can do something impossible, said Fluffy with a chuckle, for like all cats, he loved to tease mice. What's that? Asked the mouse in fear. Well, you see my stocking, don't you? Said the kitten. Now, it's quite crammed full, and there's not a corner to push in anything else. If you can put something else in my stocking, you may go free. If you can't, I'll eat you for breakfast. The little mouse thought hard, his heart beating fast. Then a fine idea came into his head. I can put something else, he said. You can't, said the kitten scornfully. Why not? Even I could, so I'm sure that you couldn't. I can, said the mouse. All right, go on, try, said the kitten. And he took his paw off the little mouse. The mouse ran to the stocking. He stood up on his hind legs and nibbled away at the bottom of the stocking at the toe. He nibbled and he nibbled. What are you doing? Said the kitten angrily. That's not putting anything else in my stocking. Wait, said the mouse. Wait. And he nibbled again at the toe. Mouse, stop nibbling, cried the kitten. You are spoiling my stocking. Unless you can tell me at once what you're going to put into it, I'll catch you again. Kitten, use your brains, said the mouse cheekily. I have put something in your stocking that wasn't there before. I have put a hole in there. There's always room for a hole, no matter how full a stocking is. And without waiting to see what Fluffy would say, the mouse leapt off the cot, ran to his hole and disappeared. Fluffy was angry. Putting a hole in my stocking, he said. What next? Bad little mouse. I'll eat him next time I see him. But he didn't get the chance. For as soon as Fluffy was fast asleep once more, the mouse came creeping from his hole with two big bags. He went to the end of the copse and, standing on the floor, he waited for the things in the stocking to fall through the hole he had made at the end. A bit of kipper fell through. That went into the mouse's bag. A whole sardine fell out, and then a piece of cream cheese. Those went into the bags too, and soon they were quite full. The mouse gave a squeak of delight and ran back to his hole. He put on his new hat, tied a scarf round his neck, for it was a frosty night, and set out to find a new and safer hole, carrying with him enough food to stock a nice big mouse larder for a week. I don't know where he went to, but I can't help hoping that such a clever little creature found a good home and lived happily ever after.